It spawned countless conspiracy theories, and almost half a century on, there's still enormous secrecy surrounding it. The 1963 assassination of US President John F. Kennedy has been blamed on the CIA, Fidel Castro, the Mafia, even President Lyndon Johnson. An Oliver Stone film fanned speculation about government involvement in the killing, and there are still millions of documents relating to the president's death that have never been released. Now, new research into the assassination reveals that there certainly was a massive government cover-up, but not because the government was trying to protect those responsible for the shooting. Lamar Waldron's book, Legacy of Secrecy, is about to be released in Australia. And a short time ago, I spoke to the author from his home in Georgia. Lamar Waldron, who killed JFK?
Well, the mafia godfather, Carlos Marcello, is one of several people who made actually a very credible confession to JFK's murder. And Carlos Marcello told an FBI informant back in 1985 that he had not only ordered JFK's murder, but he had even met with Lee Harvey Oswald. And Marcello even told the FBI informant that he had set up Jack Ruby in business in Dallas and that Jack Ruby was basically his man in Dallas. But of course, there has been so much government secrecy about JFK's murder, people are only learning about it now. But the book also explains why there has been so much government secrecy in the past, and why a lot of that government secrecy even continues today.
Well, it's very interesting. Your analysis shows there certainly was a government cover-up, but not because the government was trying to protect those responsible for the shooting. So why did people at the highest levels of government conspire to prevent a full investigation of the assassination?
Well, people often forget that the Kennedy assassination occurred just 1 year after that tense nuclear standoff during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And so the reason that Bobby Kennedy, the president's own brother, who was our attorney general at the time, the top law enforcement official in the U.S., Bobby Kennedy worked with people he didn't like very much, like the FBI director J. Edgar Hoover and the new president Lyndon Johnson. They all had to kind of work together to cover up a lot of information about JFK's murder to prevent World War III. And that's because the mafia had planted phony evidence pointing to Fidel Castro. So it was simply the matter that if too much was investigated or became public too quickly, that could have called for a U.S. attack against Cuba. And there's a big reason that the book reveals in great detail that Bobby Kennedy knew that Fidel might have been mad at the U.S. He actually wasn't, but could have been. And that's because John and Robert Kennedy were getting ready to overthrow Fidel Castro, stage a coup against Fidel Castro. That was planned for just 10 days after Dallas. The mafia had been barred from that coup plan. And in fact, John and Robert Kennedy were waging the biggest war against the mafia that America had ever seen and has ever seen. But even though the mafia was barred from the coup plan, Marcello and his associates managed to learn about it, and they were able to actually take parts of the secret coup plan and use those parts of that plan against JFK. So even the bullet found in Oswald's rifle had been linked to this top secret coup plan.
So do you think the mafia was doing this deliberately in order to make sure that there was no clear investigation of who was behind the assassination?
More than that, I think the mafia actually had hoped that the U.S. would go ahead and invade Cuba, because obviously if we're at war with Cuba, that's going to make it even more difficult to hold a thorough investigation. So the mafia got much of what they wanted. JFK was killed. Bobby's war against the mafia was essentially ended. But they didn't get everything. The U.S. did not go ahead and invade Cuba. Cooler heads prevailed. But the resulting secrecy has had a tragic effect on the United States ever since. We have the actual story from the people who actually worked on this plan with John and Robert Kennedy, worked on the secrecy, helped control the autopsy. But again, all for the good of the country. And in fact, that is a term that would be used with officials when they would be pressured to change their testimony to the Warren Commission. They would say, well, you can't say what you really saw for the good of the country. So, you know, we did actually avoid World War III, and that's a good thing. But that secrecy continues to dog the U.S. even today. And these Kennedy officials who had been in the limousine right behind JFK clearly saw the shots from the grassy knoll. were pressured to change their testimony, and they did so.
You mentioned the grassy knoll. There was so much evidence that there were shots from the grassy knoll. Why was it so important to the government that the single shooter theory be believed?
The reason that the government actually focused on just Oswald and didn't want to go beyond Oswald and actually didn't want to dig too deeply into Oswald was because if there was clearly more than one shooter, then that would raise questions. Well, it couldn't have been a lone nut who fired a magic bullet. There had to be someone else involved, and the obvious suspect would have been somebody related to Fidel Castro. And what most readers will find for the first time, and your listeners will hear for the first time, Dallas was not the first time they had tried to kill JFK. They had tried 3 weeks earlier in Chicago. Again, phony evidence planted, pointing toward Fidel. JFK had to cancel his entire Chicago motorcade at the last minute. And then the mafia tried to kill JFK again just 4 days before Dallas in Florida. So you couldn't let that kind of information come out.
Do you think that if Bobby Kennedy and, say, Richard Helms had known then how their actions would protect the mob, that they would still have covered up to the extent that they did?
Well, imagine poor Bobby Kennedy on the afternoon of his brother's murder. He's just spent the morning meeting with his mafia prosecutors. And by the way, one of those prosecutors has been a very big supporter of the book and has written glowingly about it because it fits with what he knew. So Bobby had been plotting his strategy against Carlos Marcello and the mafia families in Tampa and Chicago that morning. And he's at lunch at his Virginia mansion that afternoon. And he's expecting that in 10 days, Fidel Castro is going to be eliminated, assassinated in an open Jeep in Cuba, and that the head of the Cuban army will have arranged that, will have blamed Fidel's assassination on a Russian or a Russian sympathizer. And then this man, the head of the Cuban army, Commander Juan Almeida, will invite U.S. forces in to help prevent Soviet takeover. And this will all lead to eventual free elections and a democratic government in Cuba. That's what Bobby's expecting, and instead he hears that his own brother has been killed in an open car in Dallas, and then he hears that somebody seemingly with a Cuba connection has been arrested for it. And so Bobby quickly realized that somehow his plan had been compromised. And Bobby, by the way, was the leading official on the coup plan. And so Bobby knew quickly that something had happened with this, but he also knew this could not come out at all, or it could mean World War III.
Do you think the Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy assassinations could have been prevented had the JFK investigation gone ahead without constraint?
Most definitely, and completely. That's completely true in the case of Martin Luther King, because Carlos Marcello was later involved in brokering the contract on the murder of Martin Luther King for a white supremacist, because Marcello and this white supremacist here in Georgia were basically allowed to stay free, largely in part through the efforts of J. Edgar Hoover. People haven't really known about the connection between James Earl Ray, that white supremacist, and Carlos Marcello, because the FBI had to cover that up. So in other words, an early cover-up about JFK allowed the King assassination to happen. These things were buried so deep, it's literally taken more than 40 years for all of this information to finally start coming out.
Lamar Waldron, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much.
Lamar Waldron is the author of Legacy of Secrecy, The Long Shadow of the JFK Assassination. And if you want to delve deeper into the murky secrets surrounding the Kennedy killing, you'll find an extended version of that interview on our website.